Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. Paradise is coming to an end, AB.
I've been hearing that.
That's what people are saying. Many people are saying that. Paradise is coming to an end. A lot of big decisions need to be made.
We are to the decision point, though. I think that's coming up. There's a hard line where we've already talked about the parts of the season. So it starts, they're going through, and then halfway through, it's like, it's time to get serious. And then there's a point a couple episodes later where it's like, okay, time to actually get serious. What are we going to do here? And then it's the end.
This is like another pyramid.
Right now, we're in the part where they said it's serious, but it's not really, nothing's changed. It's not serious. Next week, I think, is when it really gets serious. Let's talk about what we're going to do after this, or if there's anything there for that. We're not there yet.
The fact of the matter is, this show loses steam just before the end, and then it picks back up. The week before the finale week is we're spinning our wheels. Like, most of this could have been an email. There's just not a lot happening here.
I agree, but I just watched the last episode, and that shit was electric. Okay,
I disagree. But I understand what you're saying. The people coming down at this point.
Oh well,
serve
yeah.
Almost no purpose.
The format of what happens in this last week is absurd.
Yeah,
the people are brought down basically to try to trip up relationships and push storylines further ahead. You really could just go without this week, but I thought it was a good episode.
Of course.
Because I like seeing...
It's still paradise.
I like seeing people really drunk getting in arguments and stuff. That's just something I enjoy. That's just something I enjoy. Yeah. Okay?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
There's not even a conspiracy about that. Those people were drunk. Every person there was drunk. Aaron and Genevieve, I don't know if you watched the...
They were passed out.
Coming up, they were passed out. Those two were passed out drunk, okay? Everyone was drunk.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that.
To Monday's episode. They'll build memorials in honor of Rodney and Eliza's breakup. They will have Rodney Memorial Day. There will be no dates on that day. The kids in Sayulita will get it off school.
No fun can be had.
No.
It's a serious time of mourning. History.
Exactly.
The beach is reeling.
It's reeling.
Holy cow. A gigantic loss.
Andrew, I mean, he's wondering if love has any meaning anymore. Brandon is crying in Serene's arm as if a relative died.
Nobody has cared for someone more than Brandon cares about Rodney.
I think that's accurate.
In the Brandon loving and caring power rankings, Rodney's number two. So if you're doing your math, Brandon has two people he cares for more than anyone has ever cared for someone in the history of this world. Okay? That's where I'm going. Are you following me?
Yeah, no, I'm following. I'm wondering where Michelle is on those rankings. Not now, but at the time.
At the time, he cared about her more than anyone's ever cared for someone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tough to dispute. Yeah.
Those three? Those are the three most cared about people in the history of the world, is what I'm telling you.
this rocks... the beach to the core, so much so that established relationships are now questioning their connections, because a strong couple, and I'll put strong in quotes, like Eliza and Rodney, couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else on the fallout from this?
No, you hate to see it. The beach is, I'd say, ruined for a couple days.
Ruined particularly for the new people who don't care about Rodney.
The twins don't are know, like, Rodney.
What is the big deal?
Why do I have to, like, whisper today? Yeah. I can't be loud. Can't exactly. Drink.
Eliza and Justin's reunion in Baltimore. This was picking up off of last week. What do you think? Well, I'll set it up first. Justin opens the door, stunned to see Eliza. I believe he was genuinely surprised to see them there.
Well, I had a question. I think you just answered it. He seemed truly shocked to me. Do you think he did not know Eliza was coming? Do you think they fed him something else that they were going to be filming, and then it was Eliza?
Unless he's a good actor, and he might be, because he's Mr. Face.
Mr. Face.
What would your guess be? I got the feeling that he had no idea any of this was happening, and that may have contributed to his response, which was a little, like, annoyed by it all.
He knew something was being filmed, right?
I don't think he did.
You don't think he even knew
I think he would have had a different shirt on.
Oh,
if he knew something was being filmed,
what shirt was he wearing?
A white shirt that was like a bacon
shirt?
Neck a little bit. Oh. I don't know if that's a style these days with the kids, but he has better shirts than that. I know it
telling.
For a fact.
That's telling. Okay. Yeah, I thought he seemed truly shocked, too. I was under the assumption they told him they were going to film something, maybe a follow-up, and then it was a surprise to him that it was Eliza. I don't think he knew.
That's probably it.
I think you're probably right, though. He might not have known anything.
No,
based
you're probably
on his
right.
Shirt.
He was probably, it felt to me like he was sitting down to like watch the Ravens game, and next thing you know, Eliza's here, like trying to rekindle their relationship. He's like,
I don't
I'm
think he knew
this.
Eliza was coming. It's one of our
That's
two
certain.
Opinions. I know that.
Yeah. So Eliza explains, hey, you know, I succumbed to the pressure. Everyone wanted me to pick Rodney. I realized it was the wrong choice when you left. Justin responds by using a comment Eliza made to Rodney about deserving someone who will choose you, implying that Eliza did not choose him, Justin, which hurt. Eliza says that that's fair. I'm not sure it is, because I don't think she ever really chose Rodney. She basically like said his name on accident. It just, his name came out. That wasn't really her choice.
But to Justin,
of course,
there was a choice to be made. You chose something else. Now I can't get past that is what he's saying.
And then the go-to move these days in a dating reality TV show, if you want to come off well in a breakup with a bad actor who's like pleading for forgiveness, you say, I choose me. That's a big like applause line.
I choose me. What's anyone
going
to say
boo
about that?
I choose me line.
Nobody's going to say anything to someone that says I choose
gotta
me.
I got to put me first.
Nobody can say anything about that.
And then outside, Eliza says, she says, I flew across the country for you, and I've only known you for 3 days. Now, her implication was like, that's how dedicated I am to you. My reaction was, maybe don't do that.
That was a mistake on you. That's that's your mistake, Eliza.
This was not guaranteed, his positive reaction.
Wow.
And then she Irish goodbyes out of there. Anything else on this?
I can't believe it just ended like that. Like, that was the story. She went all the way across the country, and he said, no, I'm good, actually.
He basically
and
said, I'm
she
good.
Was like, okay, this was dumb. I'm out, and walked away, and we'll never see. Well, we'll see them next year on Paradise, but
yeah,
we didn't get anything else. There was no more Eliza or Justin for the whole
thing. It ended.
It was just over. They went to break, and then we'll not talk about them again.
Back at the beach. You know, at this point, I'm like, can you sad sacks just get over it? You'll
get
see Rodney in like 4 days, if
My
that.
Goodness.
And guess what? He'll be fine. I hate to break it to you. He'll be okay.
Rodney will
Let's
be
all
fine.
Move on.
Rodney's, if he wants to find someone, he'll find someone. He seems great and a great time to be around. Anyone would be lucky to be with Rodney. He'll be fine, everybody.
He'll be
just
fine.
Relax.
Jeez.
It's just a little relax.
I don't like watching people who've been on a beach for 3 weeks mope.
Quit moping around. These people are moping around in paradise. You're getting paid to be here, all of you.
Free food.
Free food, free
drinks.
Drink,
at your beck and call.
Paid. Everything's great.
Pool.
Because Rodney goes home, you're going to waste a couple days? You can't waste this. This is valuable time. You'll never get back.
Exactly. You'll regret it. Well, they'll
and
get it back. A lot of them will get it back.
Kill to be there.
Including Mara Marinara.
Yes.
Who wasn't expecting to be here. She has arrived. She's from Clayton season. Poor Mara.
Yeah.
Has to do her spiel, which you know she practiced in the mirror, mm-hmm. in front of the worst crowd in Paradise history. A real low-energy group that couldn't be less interested in her arrival.
They didn't even get up. They're moping on that huge bed that everyone can lay on. Everyone's laying down. No one
That's
even gets
bed.
Up and gives her hugs.
No.
They're in such a bad mood, they can't even show a little energy for a newcomer.
They treated her as if she were a Subway performer. Like, if they had phones, yeah. they would have stayed looking at them. They wouldn't have looked up. They were just like, oh, God.
I swear
ignore
to you, some
everybody
of them were,
ignore.
They're all laying in different directions. Some of them didn't even turn, like, to look at her.
No.
They're laying facing the other direction.
Man, it was
ridiculous.
It was bad.
She goes, I'm Mara, like marinara, little spicy, little saucy. Like, oh, no one's even looking. No one's looking. Mara, like marinara. A little spicy, little saucy's pretty good, guys. Okay,
better nothing.
A chuckle wouldn't hurt you.
Little spicy, little
she's
little.
Trying. She reads her card, and nobody's listening to that either.
No,
she's like, oh, it says something about sauce, and they're all like,
yeah, they all have puns, Mara. Just pick somebody.
Just pick someone. Nobody wants to go. Spoiler for you. Nobody wants to go.
This was a classic late arrival. No one's available. The new person comes in so optimistic. The new people who come in late come in really, really optimistic. They're like, I can't wait for this. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah.
And then they get down there, inevitably disappointed. They can only throw their hands up.
I wonder how much they know of how long.
I think they've been lied to most of the time. Yeah.
Do you think they've just been told, you know, it's been a couple days they've been down there. I don't feel like Mara doesn't know that literally you're dead man walking down those stairs. You have no chance at anything.
Mara said, I wasn't expecting to be on Paradise, but I got a call, and 3 days later, here I am. So it would not shock me if Mara
had... She might
had,
think it's 3 days.
It seems like a lot of people who come down late don't realize how late it is until they start talking to everyone, and they're like, oh.
This sucks.
This is terrible. This is genuinely terrible.
This is horrible.
What a huge disappointment. Massive disappointment.
You're supposed to find... So Bachelor in Paradise is supposed to be like an ultimate giant mixer of a bunch of different people. And you have all these options of people you date. But these people that come in late literally have one option. It's a fixed marriage. Mm-hmm. You know, you have one person that you could possibly date, and if you don't like them, that's it. That's your only chance. It's an arranged dating situation where you're set up on this one date with probably someone that you have nothing in common with.
Yeah.
Horrible situation.
It's not fair.
It's really not fair. No.
So she pulls a few people, Andrew and then Logan, and then Justin, who is one of the twins with Florence, mm-hmm. and he agrees to go on the date. This is where we're at in Paradise. The week before the finale, we have Mara Marinara and Justin, who you literally could not pick out of a lineup. You'd have a 50% chance. And they're going on a date that is meaningless. I guarantee you that. And that's when I, you know, came to my, oh, yeah, I forgot how bad, you know, it just
the
doesn't,
end.
This doesn't
the
do
end
anything.
Is bad. The end is bad.
It's unavoidable.
The end is bad. Yeah.
They could lift some ideas from Love is Blind or something like that and shuffle them to like more serious. But
have them
it's just
together.
Strange how they treat the very last day of Paradise as the same as the very first day when the situations are so dramatically different. It's almost not worth doing.
Yeah, I would almost just not do it.
Or bring down huge groups at once rather than one at a time and they have no shot at anything. Mara and Justin's date. Now, Justin's one of the twins. Mm-hmm. So that means the date is they slather each other in food.
Of course.
Smother the young kid in sauce and call it a day.
It's a recipe for success. Just throw sauce on him.
Take your clothes off and do sauce stuff.
Interesting date.
Also, Mara is sauce related, so.
Mara's sauce related, of course.
They kiss, AB. They kiss quite a lot.
Well, the twins are just like, you know, fuck it.
They're along for the ride.
I'm just living my life out here. I'm obviously not here for a relationship. Neither of us. These people don't know which one's which. I'm just going to do me and have a blast.
Anything else on that date?
They rubbed butter all over each other. They're making churros, human churros. They then got into a giant tub of chocolate, room temperature. I would have heated that up just a bit. Heat that chocolate up.
Or at least stirred it or something.
Heat that up a little bit. But they were sharing kisses. Mara says, if he's feeling what I'm feeling and seeing what I'm seeing, sorry, Flo.
Sorry, Flo. It's Mara makeout.
If you want to talk about playing ball, it's Mara.
I wish Mara were here earlier. She has an energy and a little pizzazz to her.
I think I had a comment earlier that we were really shortchanged here with Mara. I don't know why she was so late. She would have been a great... She seems like on the level of a Genevieve or a Kate or a...
Mix it up.
You know, they just mix... Those are type of people that mix it up.
And Lines. I like Lines people on
and
Paradise.
Lines. Yeah.
Kate even had some comments. She said like, oh, if you want somebody to like push some story, she didn't say this, but she's, if you want somebody to mix it up, Mara is the person.
Yep.
On the beach. Time to get serious. Victoria and Johnny. She can see being with him forever. Despite them having not gone deep yet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when they start discussing families.
She also says she's never said that before. I could see him being my person forever. She doesn't take that lightly, and I've never said that before. Wow.
Poor Pete's watching Pilot Pete going, Johnny?
Johnny?
Johnny? But Johnny's the real deal, AB. I had to turn on the captions to see what he was saying, because he's a bit of a mumbler.
Are you concerned that this is the first time she's hearing about his brother in prison? I was concerned.
That did kind of jump out at me. I felt like that would have come up earlier in a more serious relationship, but they got there is all that matters.
I feel like family's one of the first things you talk about. So what have you guys been talking about? What the fuck have you two been doing?
Checklists and things, or was that someone else with the checklist?
No, that's them. Checklists, yeah.
Yeah. Checklist.
What have you two been talking about?
Well, maybe, okay. That's a real world. You're applying the real world to it. I wouldn't want to do that on camera necessarily either. Unless my feet were put to the fire, which they
were
here.
You have so much time off camera.
You're always on camera, AB. Big Brother's always watching in Paradise.
That's true.
Anyway, it was kind of a cute moment when she
comforted
him.
Yeah, it was cute. Yeah, absolutely.
This segment was like, Johnny and Victoria, this relationship has depth. That was the point. And it was effective.
I just couldn't get by that this was the first time they're talking about this. That was concerning to me. Very concerning. I just don't know what you two have been doing for 3 weeks. If we haven't gotten to the families yet.
Some other discussions. Says here Paradise is coming to an end soon.
That's what I've been hearing.
A lot of tough decisions ahead.
Genevieve, you catch this line from Genevieve? Seeing couples go through tough times is very upsetting, but at the same time, it makes me very grateful for what I have with Aaron. Seeing couples, this is Genevieve.
So grateful for
the seeing
smooth.
Couples go through tough times is very upsetting. This is Genevieve, who had her bats back 36 hours ago and will have them packed again in 24 hours.
She doesn't
it's very
unpack
upsetting.
Them. Put a little conspiracy cap on. She never unpacks them. Those are fake bags.
I don't think there's anything in those bags.
No, she just whips them
her
out.
Her stuff
and goes,
is
I'm
still
out of
in
here.
The drawers. She just grabs her bags. It's a move she does. But anyways, seeing couples. I'm going to say it one more time. Seeing couples go through tough times is very upsetting, but it makes me very grateful for what I, Genevieve, and Aaron have.
I wonder if Genevieve is being serious when she says stuff like that, or if she's just kind of playing along, or if...
I think she's deadly serious. I really do.
Logan and Kate. You know.
Time to shit on Logan some more.
Time to shit on Logan some more. She...
Time to shit on Logan.
She's laying the groundwork to break up with him.
Yeah, of course.
Because he, mainly because he's beneath
he's
her
loser.
On the social hierarchy.
According
is what
to
it comes
her.
Down to. She wants to be wowed, and losers don't wow her. And she doesn't associate with losers like Logan. So I don't know how this relationship can continue, but they do talk.
Their biggest gap is our position in life. Logan is 26, not established, drives an orange Honda. Has a broken phone, is a dog walker. Just all things that seem
little,
fine. Everything she said actually seems fine, but the way she's saying it, wow.
There's a little,
just mean.
There's a little too much venom in her commentary. He was hurt after the rose ceremony, understandably so. Be embarrassed in front of all your friends like that with vague threats after what you thought was a good day and a good week.
Humiliating.
This slides back into the conflict about Logan not putting his foot down when Kate asked, was asked on another date. They agree to disagree about that. And then we're left to believe these two are on the rocks.
Kate says she's a wow. She likes being wowed. She's a wower. Logan, I don't think he's a wow. I don't think
he doesn't
gonna,
have a wow in your face.
He doesn't do the wow. She wants grand gestures every single day.
Just Logan to maintain your status.
Logan does something minor and thinks it's a grand gesture and doesn't think he needs to do something for days. I don't know who's in the wrong, but it doesn't, that, those two things don't fit.
In my opinion, if they get engaged, it will
There's
be...
There's no way they get engaged.
I think Logan could be blinded into... Well, this is what she's expecting. If I want to keep her, this is what I have to do. And I think if Kate accepts, which she probably wouldn't, she would probably turn him down and like kick sand on him or something. But if she accepts, it would be...
She'd make fun of the ring.
Yeah, she'd make fun of the ring, AB.
She'd make fun of the ring.
That's the one?
That's the one you chose?
I need you to step it up ring-wise. Well, this is all... I mean, they let me choose out of three. I mean... I'll get you a better one. I think it would be a show on her end. This is going to be a show. She's going to end the show with a bang. Whatever happens with these two, it will be a show from Kate.
Well, if you want to get on Selling Sunset, you need a big finale. Okay?
I hate Selling Sunset. I watch it. Don't get me wrong, but I hate it. Okay, the next day.
Anyways, their conversation goes nowhere and they kiss. I just want to end
it
with
that. It goes nowhere.
It goes
nowhere.
It goes nowhere and they kiss for no reason that I can really understand.
I thought I wasn't following it. I'm glad you got the same
feeling.
They kind of...
They kissed
on the
daybed.
She says, I'm glad we sorted that out. I didn't see
you
sorting out.
He said, you really hurt me. And she's like, no, I didn't. And then they kissed.
At one point, she said, that's great that you've made improvements or you feel you've made improvements, but all the good stuff was my doing. It was kind of how it was implied. Bad couple. I can't wait to see how it ends. The next day, we have Justin and Mara Marinara and Florence, a fleeting love triangle. Florence is upset that Justin Marinara is now ignoring her.
I think Florence expected the customary talk after the date. She thought her and Justin were at that point. Justin is too young to understand.
He doesn't
that.
Know anything, yeah.
He doesn't know any better. He's too young, he's too dumb.
He doesn't have the best bedside manner.
Mm-mm.
Probably thought he could get away with the twin thing. Probably thought he could... I mean, if I were Justin, I would have said, hey, Joey, go talk to Florence for a while I make out with Marin Marinara. Twins don't use their twin identicalness
enough.
No,
it's not enough. It's not enough. Yeah.
Mara Marinara, not Italian, which I consider to be a scandal. Your whole thing is an Italian sauce. Scandal. Scandal as far as I'm concerned. So Florence and Justin eventually talk.
Florence feels like he's been ignoring her all day. From what we are shown, that does seem accurate.
It seems, yeah.
And I believe it. Flo was to the point where she had to pull out the "I'm leaving, I'm packing my bags," and then news got to Justin that, hey, you dumb piece of shit, you haven't talked to Florence since you got back from a date. Are you dumb? And then he's I forgot. That's just what they said to him, not me. That's not me talking. Someone said to him. You know, you haven't talked to Florence all day. She feels a little hurt. You went on a date yesterday. You needed to talk to her if you wanted something. And Justin said, okay, I'll go talk to her. And then he says that he wants her more than Mara. Then why? I'm just very confused. Why didn't you talk to her then?
He was canoodling with Mara prior to that all morning.
Why didn't you talk to her after your date then?
This was one leave threat that I was like, yeah, I mean, there's no.
I think that was not a threat. That wasn't a threat. That was, I'm leaving.
If Justin is going to be with Mara, whatever the result of that conversation,
yeah,
it is reasonable to pack your bags at that point. There's
absolutely
no incentive
to stay. That wasn't a gimmick. That wasn't a Genevieve packing my bags.
Nope.
That was a real I'm leaving. No stunt.
Mara walks up when Justin was talking with Florence after he had told her, I want to pursue you.
Mm-hmm.
Then she leaves so Justin can break the news, and Mara's like, well. That'll do it for me. I might as well go get some drinks. Anything else on that storyline?
No, I just noted here, I'd hate to get dumped by one of these twins. Holy cow, that'd be embarrassing.
Well, if you're hoping to crack AB's pyramid, getting dumped by a twin is not...
Who were in the nobody's tier last year. Nobody cares.
You're not going to leapfrog anybody. If that
happens. It's not great. It's not great.
Andrew's still reeling from Rodney's departure a little bit. Then we see Logan and Michael talking. He claims his conversation with Kate ended well.
Spliced in there is Kate still ripping into the guy.
I mean, what can
I think? I think if I understand the scenario, Logan sent her a drink. As a, like a, you know, thinking of you type of deal, and then Kate made fun of that to the girls. He's like, and he sent me a drink.
Well, first she bragged that he did. Like, look, he's learning. I'm teaching him how to be a more thoughtful boyfriend. But while we're here, I have your attention, it didn't cost him any money.
Just
and
to
if
be
it
clear.
Did, he couldn't afford it. So just so we are all on the same page about that. I appreciate the thought, but he's still a loser. It doesn't change that. Anyway, I think what's going to happen is after the final rose, Logan and Kate, they will leave together. And on after the final rose, Logan will say, we broke up because I watched the season and saw all the terrible things
so
you
mean.
Said about me.
It was so mean what you said about me.
And then Kate's going to go, shrug her shoulder and go, just doing what I can.
Did you see
do.
The Logan TikTok? Someone sent us a Logan TikTok. Where he's making fun of it. He's standing in front of his car and there's music going and he holds up like a Costco membership and he's showing this random stuff about how he's not broke. It was funny. It made my opinion of Logan change.
He seems like he's funny in real life.
I thought he had a good, funny episode. He was making me laugh constantly throughout this episode. And it started with that TikTok.
NC from Clayton season arrives.
Mm. And so does Lindsay from I don't know whose season.
I think Clayton's as well. Lindsay snuck in the back door on the beach. She came like around, like I think she was visiting a neighboring town. And just like walked up there. So NC is here for Andrew. Mm-hmm. It seemed like Andrew might be there for NC.
Andrew says, I know, he said he knew about her. He tells her he was on his last leg on this beach. That is news to Jasenia. Oh, by the way, I'll point that out. But then kind of makes it seem like she's changed his feelings of on the beach. He was on his last leg, but you've changed things.
Thank goodness Ensie's here.
Interesting.
Lindsay pulls Logan.
Yes.
Who has to get permission from Kate if they want to go on a date. She seems to be friends with Kate.
Lindsay says Kate is one of her best friends. I find that hard to believe.
Well, that's Kate's line about anytime a big dog comes down, which happens later, Kate's like, oh, these are all. Oh.
best friends.
I'm such good friends with the people at the top of the pyramid, you wouldn't even believe it. So Lindsay and NC have a double date card. NC asks Andrew, who says yes. Yep. Lindsay asks Logan, who has to ask Kate.
Very awkward. She yes. asks him and he goes, can I talk to Kate? And then he pulls her. And then Lindsay just has to kind of go to the bed and sit down while they go talk. It's very awkward.
What did you make of Logan and Kate's? I'm getting tired of Logan and Kate's conversations. I don't want to hear them anymore.
Kate says she's a little surprised. I'm confused how you're entertaining this based on our conversation last night. I don't know what conversation they're talking about. The last conversation I remember them having went poorly. Logan then says, how can you be surprised I'd entertain this when you went on a date 3 days ago? Then Kate gets into how different things are now 3 days later. We're going to have to agree to disagree here, Kate, on how different the scenario is. But Kate seems to think they're in a much different spot than they were when she accepted and went on a date with another guy.
This is all speculation, but if someone had asked Kate on a date at that moment, I think she'd probably say yes and justify it by calling Logan a broke loser. I think that's the scenario I see playing out in my head.
She says she's a different person. It's not just they're in a different place. She says she's a different person than she was when she accepted that date with Hayden.
Well, Paradise is like Interstellar. A day on Paradise is like a month in the real world.
I can agree with that almost.
I was kidding. But yeah,
I kind of agree. But in this scenario in particular, I don't think the situation and their relationship in particular is any different than it was. If anything, I'd almost argue they were in a better spot before she went on that date. Wouldn't you say?
They don't seem to have resolved.
They seem worse now, so he should go on to the date.
They seem more on the rocks.
Yeah.
So Logan tells Lindsay he can't go on the date, and then Lindsay has to go back and announce she's leaving. An all-time, maybe the worst appearance ever that I can recall on Paradise.
Yeah, it's up there. So she got to come down late with a date card. She then didn't even use the date card. I wonder if anyone's ever gotten a date card that they don't use.
I feel like that's happened before.
It would have to be a scenario towards the end. Otherwise, you have tons of options.
Yeah.
But
there are none.
Yeah. I mean, she spent 15 minutes on the beach. Mm-hmm. Did you notice when Lindsay said she was leaving? She's like, I don't have anyone. I'm bouncing. And then Kate goes, aw. And she's the first one that hugged her.
Yeah, she's full of shit. Also, when Lindsay showed up, or when she was, after Logan and Lindsay talked, she had like her arm around. She's being very like marking her territory with Logan.
Kate, after Lindsay says she's leaving, puts on a show about how bad it is that, I can't believe you're leaving.
Well, that's my friend. That's
poor
her friend.
Poor Lindsay. Yeah. And gives her a hug. She's the first one that hugs her. It's like, you are the reason she's leaving. You said he can't go on a date.
Andrew and NC's date. Jasenia, a little upset about this. She likes Andrew. Quote, I've been patient with him, which that makes me think. Sounds like he hasn't been that into it. He's kind of just been floating along. And I'm not sure patience at any point past the first couple days of Paradise is the best approach. Because if you're patient, you're going to get to the end and not be anywhere. Which I think is kind of what happened with these two.
Yep, I agree. Do you think Andrew owed Jasenia the pre-date combo? I think that hurt things to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, I got to think they had it.
Combo.
They didn't show us one. But
she makes it seem like she didn't.
Jasenia was definitely reacting as if she had no warning that he would go on the date.
Yeah.
This episode showed me that they were never on the same page. They both had different ideas about what was happening with their relationship. And
I agree.
Again, we don't know which is more accurate. I tend to believe, I don't even know if it's about believe, but we just haven't seen them. So I don't even know really what the context is.
Yep.
Anyway, what'd you make of this date?
Good date. Andrew's an awesome first date guy. Energy is going to be great. They try some oysters. They do some other stuff.
This is a fun time. They're making out in the pool as well.
Yeah, making out in the pool. They're having fun.
Seemed like a good match at the time.
Absolutely.
And that's what people on the beach seem to think, too. After the day, that night, everyone was like, wow, Andrew and Ency, Andrew and Ency. Now, that tells me also that the other people didn't think Andrew and Jasenia were that.
I agree.
We're not a star couple.
It feels to me like since Teddy left, Andrew has been in a funk and it's been noticeable to everyone on the beach, including while he's with Jasenia.
Well, if we go back to the first time him and Jasenia had their little date, which she set up, he was bummed about Teddy. I think she was either gone or on a date at that point.
Teddy was gone.
Teddy was gone and they went on that.
He was into Brittany at that point. There was a little something with Brittany and Andrew.
That's right, she was gone.
But then she was gone. So if you'll remember, Jasenia and Andrew first sat down and Andrew basically shut it down. Like, yes. I'm not interested in anything. But then somehow they plowed past that and they were together and we didn't see.
It was never a love at first sight or like an instant connection. It was almost kind of a little forced. Yep. And one issue that I think B-tier couples run into on Paradise is they're with each other for about the same amount of time as an A-tier couple, like a Brandon Serene type thing. So you almost assume that we're solid like they are, or maybe bound for an engagement. Just time-wise, you're together every day, just like the other couples are together every day.
Absolutely.
And they're talking about anticipating engagement, so why wouldn't you? But Andrew and Jasenia, it doesn't sound like we're ever on that track.
I agree.
So their discussion by the beach, not even on a daybed, what did you make of this?
Andrew says you deserve more than I've been able to give you. Just a little, you know, foreshadowing into what he talks about later. He hasn't been able to give anyone what they deserve. Jasenia says you haven't given me a chance to get you out of that funk. That shows me Jasenia sees that he's in the funk.
Yeah.
And then Jasenia ends up leaving hurt and breaking down. I thought she was going to leave. Really did.
Yeah, I guess when you say like that, I don't know why she didn't.
Why didn't she leave?
It would have made sense.
I mean, I also wrote later I wouldn't leave.
Well, you and I wouldn't leave. We know what the deal is. Here. You'd have to drag me out of this place.
So that might be what Jasenia, like, in the back of my head, I wonder why are Jasenia and Mara Marinara staying? But then I think, I don't know, a free vacation and there's no reason to leave. Just stay there and don't make a connection and have fun.
Yeah.
So
this was sad to see. I would have liked to see more of them, obviously, throughout the season. I think the assumption is always, maybe from the viewer perspective, like, oh, they're both nice.
Yeah, I think so.
They must be a great couple.
A good match.
They're both pleasant, you know.
Yeah, a good match.
But then we don't see them most of the season. They were obviously moving really slowly, probably quite boring. And she never, like, held his feet to the fire a little bit. Andrew Jasenia seemed to be on this day probably no further than their first little date thing.
Agreed.
They haven't had an official date yet.
Agreed.
Couples reset. Tyler Brittany, Victoria Johnny, Brandon Serene, Aaron Genevieve, Logan Cater in this group, apparently. The end of episode.
Did we talk about how Kate said something at one point? Is this later when she says, when have I ever said anything bad about Logan?
Yeah.
I don't remember when that happens. I want to make sure we talk about that.
It was to the camera. It was to him when they were talking one time.
When have I ever said anything bad about you?
He's going to watch this and be like, what the hell? Who is this person?
You've said so much bad stuff about him.
But not to him.
No, just humiliating behind the scenes to the camera.
Because he said something to her like, I feel like you're always putting me down.
Yeah, and she said, no.
No, I never said that.
I've never done anything like that.
Buddy, just wait.
Just making sure we touch on that.
Monday's episode ends with Gabby and Rachel showing up. Kate's best friends, obviously.
Obviously.
Very close with the two bachelorettes.
Of course.
So Logan, Johnny, and Tyler have history with these two.
Not bad history, though. Except Logan.
Yeah.
Logan.
I'll put bad in quotes.
Like, Johnny and Gabby ended fine.
Yeah.
Tyler and Rachel ended fine.
Tyler and Rachel did great. He got a tearful.
Yeah, it was a good goodbye. You know, I don't want to live on this boardwalk. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, Tyler. That was the situation.
It's overcast.
I don't like it. It's not even sunny here. That's all that was. So Tyler ended fine. He got a good edit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Logan is the only one that should have some concerns here. He switched teams, just a little backstory. When they had the dual bachelorettes, Logan was... Now, I'm going to sound like I'm defending Logan here, but I'm going to, okay? At a certain point of the season of The Bachelorette, they had an ultimatum where the women offered the guys roses, and the guys could either stay with that woman or they would essentially be sent home. Rachel offered Logan a rose. Logan accepted that rose. In the moment, I don't think that Logan, I don't know that Logan chose Rachel in that moment. You know what I'm saying?
He chose staying on the show.
He chose staying on the show. Rachel was the one who gave him the rose. He later realized he likes Gabby more, turned down Rachel and went to Gabby. Gabby accepted that. And then Logan eventually went home because of COVID.
So, which has been shrouded in mystery, by the way.
Rachel did not like that decision and was very anti-Logan. Gabby seemed to move past that, and there should be no beef there with Gabby and Logan, from my understanding.
I think that is an accurate description of what occurred.
Okay.
But now, they need a storyline here, so they need them both to...
Well, I think Rachel actually doesn't like him, like, legitimately still. She was pissed in the moment. Anyways, Logan should be a little concerned because of the way it ended with Rachel in particular, that she might have some bad things to say about him.
The other two have nothing to worry about.
In fact, this is a very positive situation that they showed up. Yes. Gabby loves Johnny, and Rachel loves Tyler. Not like loves their them as a person. You know what I'm saying?
Let's take a quick break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/Rosecast. That's StoryWorth.com/Rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. Tuesday's episode with Gabby and Rachel. Almost a Lindsay amount of time they spent on the beach, AB. This was a shockingly short segment.
We had 3 bachelorettes on this show, and they spent a combined 4 minutes of screen time here. What the fuck are we doing?
It was very weird. Ashley and Jared, I got 4 weeks.
Yeah, I don't understand.
TV show weeks.
I don't understand what's going on here. We can't give them a full half episode? Like, they deserve an hour.
Well, and
being on the beach, mixing it up, doing stuff, talking to people.
I would have preferred that to what this segment was, which
was... This was trash.
This was odd, and I don't know, I guess I'm kind of reaching the bottom of my interest barrel with Logan and Kate's relationship and that storyline in particular. So they're sitting in a group. Kate reveals that she is with Logan. This concerns Gabby and Rachel to the point where they need to pull her aside and tell him about his great sin, his grave mistake that he made of switching teams a third of the way through the season. What'd you make of this conversation, AB?
Which Gabby forgave him for. Gabby was cool with it.
Gabby was cool with it
in
at the
moment.
Time. Absolutely.
Rachel is still pissed, obviously. I don't think... So they're trying to... Again, it's going to sound like I'm defending Logan. They're using what he did on The Bachelorette, which was a weird season where they had 2 bachelorettes. And they were telling the guys at the beginning, if you'll remember, they're telling them to explore both. Randomly they cut it off and said, if you get a rose, you're now stuck to that person. And Logan got a rose from the person he didn't like more. So they're using that as, like, he is indecisive in his life and always is flip-flopping between girls.
Yeah.
What he's done on the beach has been way more flip-floppy than what happened on The Bachelorette. Yeah. Like, what they're saying is irrelevant.
That's kind of the problem, is it does line up with his history on the beach.
Yeah.
It works as a storyline, but I thought it was a little...
Yeah.
I think Rachel said, I don't respect Logan, and then said, I don't think Logan has changed, which... You know, how do you know?
Well, he probably hasn't changed, but...
It hasn't been...
Changed from what? I didn't feel like you barely know him.
I didn't love this. And they issue this vague... This was a short conversation, and they issue this warning to Kate about, like, doing the right thing.
He doesn't... Here's a quote. He doesn't know when something is good in front of him, and he can't commit. Because he...
I think that's
is
a little...
Is Gabby not good? I don't understand. He liked Gabby more than Rachel. That doesn't mean he didn't. What are we doing?
It was a little over the top characterization.
What are we doing here? Yeah. Logan getting ran through the coals.
He really is. And Kate was the perfect person to participate.
Of course.
In this, anyone else would have been like, I don't know if that's. I'm gonna take all that. I'll take that with a grain of salt. Kate was like, oh, he did that to you? Well, just another thing, or just another reason I really shouldn't be with him. And just like that, they're gone.
They're gone. They hug the guys. We didn't even get moments like with Logan and Rachel. Like, have them two sit down and let's have some conversation here. Let's get a little, you know, reunion type
closure. I'm not sure I would have wanted to see that.
I don't want that, but
it
something.
Made uncomfortable.
You got to do something with these two. They're bachelorettes. Treat them like royalty, like they are. You got to do something with them.
This was a bad idea. And
you
honestly,
brought them in and had a singular conversation with the women. They didn't even get to host a date or something. You can't have them host a date? Anything? What are we doing?
And for them to just come in and be like, one of the guys on their season is bad, and then leave?
And then leave.
That's not like the happiest use of their characters, I don't think.
No.
Their appearance left a bad taste in my mouth, and that's not what you want. Strange.
I agree.
Nighttime, Logan is a little worried about what they might have told Kate.
Well, Gabby, as she was leaving, also gave a vague threat to Logan, I'd say.
Yeah. I have beef with you. She says, I have beef with you, and then walks out the door. Like, they didn't even get to discuss that.
Yeah. It's not great. Logan's and in what a beef? Bad
again,
spot.
AB, what beef?
I think Gabby, you know, she protects her friends first. So she sees Rachel still has that beef. I have beef with you too now. And, you know, if Gabby has beef with you, I probably have beef with you. So maybe
I take back like a virus.
Maybe I take back what I say about Logan.
And then Tyler and Brittany get a date card.
Extended makeout in front of everyone.
That's what you do.
Just something to know.
Couple. That's
just something
you do.
To know. Did you catch the cutscenes of the raccoons? What's going on there?
I don't pay a ton of attention to the cutscenes.
It was a raccoon around the bar. It was walking around the bar.
You know, they're outdoors.
That's a situation. Okay.
I didn't, you know, there's probably rats
something to note.
In the kitchen too. I'll tell you that straight off.
Something to note.
The mic room? Well, hey, get some cameras in the mic room. That's what I say.
So this is where they go to get mic'd up, I assume?
That's what I've gathered, AB. In the mic room.
Why don't they have a camera in there? One singular camera will do the trick.
This gave it a little an air of... I like
it. I like
my,
it,
my imagination was running wild,
camera.
But of course.
They probably had a camera in there, and it makes it better to not have the camera.
So, Genevieve and Aaron, believe it or not, something small, followed by escalating volumes and tones, and confusion... results in packing my bags. Believe it or not,
someone
that's where we ended up.
You see someone on Twitter call them Sammy and Ron.
Yeah, of course they are. I'm sure they are. What did you make of this, AB?
The fight is about if an itch is a pain. Is pain?
Well, that stems from whether or not stress. She said, "I'm impatient and." Annoyed, and Aaron said, "Don't stress." And she says, "It's different." And he says, "Well, here's another example of similar words that fall under the same umbrella." And
she goes, "Fuck no." Yeah. And then they
argue about whether or not that's accurate. Then it's on.
But the main argument was whether an itch is pain. The full disclosure, I don't like the tone of either of them in this argument, if we're being honest with each other. Aaron says something like, look it up, and shit. Anytime you're telling someone to look it up, it's probably not going to end well.
They don't have
their
phones with them either. That's the other problem. Yeah, all
how do you want me? How do you want me to look this up, for one? Aaron says, an itch is a low-level, what did he say? What does he say in the whole
form
time?
Of pain.
Low-level form of pain or something. She doesn't agree. I think the way he was talking to her, she did not like. The way she was talking to him, he did not like. Genevieve packs the bags, girl
gets
who
the bags.
Packs her bags. I never, for a second, thought she was leaving. This time, you can't do it
no,
twice
no.
and fool me. There's no way you're leaving. Aaron basically cuts her off because he knows she's headed there with the bags.
Well, yeah, he knows where she is before he sees her.
Doesn't take any time for Aaron to get there. They talk through it. This is stupid as hell, they both realize. And, you know, sometimes explosive relationships have explosive things happen to them.
I did. The funniest part to me wasn't the argument. It was when Genevieve was... They had reconciled that Genevieve was... doing a voiceover about how hard it is to fall in love and stay in love in paradise.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really tough to just work through the problems you have in this scenario. And it's like, I don't think the setting has anything to do with what you two just argued about.
You two could be anywhere and you'd have these same type of arguments. And that's what makes you great.
I love them.
Yeah. Sam and Ron of the beach.
Things are getting serious, AB, as paradise comes to an end.
Yeah, one of the twins says he wants to continue this outside of paradise with Shanae. I don't know what's going on there, but
Joey? Yeah.
Yeah. Michael and Danielle are trucking along towards a beautiful life together.
Hey, listen, that segment was very short, but it
meaningful.
Was the first time. It was the first time I was like, oh,
yeah,
you guys are talking about outside. You're being serious.
Yeah.
It seemed every other thing we've seen with them has been like, oh, this is still early. They're just hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
I think that was a big scene.
Danielle says they started on a friendship based on a shared experience. And now it's moved much, much further. I love these two. I really do. Hope they make it. And I think they will. Based on Rim's spoiler he says earlier this season.
Did I reveal what that spoiler was?
No, but...
Okay.
I assume that's it.
The spoiler... Hey, I'm not saying anything. Tyler and Brittany's date. Cute couple.
Yeah. You know, I was ready to move them both down on my power rankings, on my pyramids, because of how little they've impacted. They haven't been seen in weeks. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, I was bullied into moving Brittany up last week. I was ready to move them right back down. But then they had this moment. I thought it was beautiful. Beautiful dinner setup. These two kids look good together. Good times.
Tyler got some glowing reviews from Rachel and Gabby.
Yeah, yep.
I like the dancing in the street a little bit. Just a couple of kids having fun.
I thought Brittany just couldn't stop smiling. Couldn't wipe the smile off her face. That was true happiness there.
She says she's falling in love with Tyler AB.
He makes me feel like my first love. It feels like I'm in high school again. And it's just the romantic, fun love.
Engagement or no engagement? Look into your crystal ball.
Engagement.
I say no engagement.
But leaving together?
Yep. I think she has... she seems like she doesn't get wrapped up in the expectations of the show. She likes Tyler.
Tyler seems like an engagement guy, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tyler's in the show. Tyler's a show guy.
You have to remember, Rim, when you're making these predictions, you either get the ring or you don't.
I always remember that when I make these predictions. That's why I consider this a bold one, that they won't get engaged.
Even if they're not there, let me get that ring.
Nope, they're not going to.
We'll figure it out later. There's no reason not to get engaged is what I'm telling you. Zero reason. If you're gonna leave together, you might as well just fucking get engaged and get the $100,000 ring.
I totally agree.
Just in case it does work outside of here. What's the worst that happens? You just have to give the ring back. No big deal.
Some people take engagement seriously.
I've been saying it for years. I've been saying for years, people are talking about engagement too much. It's not marriage, folks. You can break off an engagement. It's no big deal. There's no paperwork even. You don't have to do anything. You just announce it on Facebook. That's the only place you have to do anything.
I predict no engagement.
Okay.
And leave together. That's what I predict.
Let's predict at the end every couple of this episode.
Sure.
I like that.
Next day, Becca and Thomas arrive. Kate, best friends. Oh,
best friends.
Me and Becca.
Becca. We go way back. Royalty.
Seeing them is like seeing a celebrity, she says.
I agree.
Do you agree, Becca and Thomas?
Becca is a celebrity. I don't think Thomas is.
Yeah.
No, Thomas is not. Another Bachelor in Paradise success story. I forgot that these two are Bachelor in Paradise. I always forget
that. It flew under the radar. It really flew under the radar, these
people
two.
People forget Becca, the former Bachelorette, came on Paradise and found love forever.
It's not something people think about a lot.
People don't think about that enough.
But it happened. They're engaged, and to celebrate, they're going to throw a dance. First, a 90s-themed Sadie Hawkins dance.
I'd argue they didn't throw shit. They're not even there. They weren't there.
They were there.
They were there?
Yeah.
They were at the party?
Yeah. They probably went home early.
Why didn't they show them more?
They should have gone home early based on what I saw at the end of this debacle of a dance. They showed them right when they walked in. But there wasn't really...
Yeah, but they didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. They weren't hosting.
I missed it all.
I agree. They were not featured enough.
Wow.
Some quick and dirty promposals. The only one that stood out to me was Victoria and Brandon and Serene had 20 gallons of ice cream. Total waste.
Okay,
and
I wrote 20 gallons here, too. That's funny that we have the same number. Yeah. That's, I wrote, Serene had, I don't know, 20 gallons of ice cream there.
Take a 10-gallon bucket, double it. That's how much ice cream they had.
Now, absolutely.
Now, though, we're maybe 20 gallons. Maybe it was more of a saucer and all that ice cream wasn't at the bottom. Can you let me know? The tortilla was real also. Let our imagination run a little bit.
Let us have fun.
Let us live.
Okay? Yeah, you know people are going to be out here saying, you know, I got this bowl at home. There's no way that's 20 gallons of ice cream. Let us have the 20 gallons of ice cream.
Can we pretend?
I
want to
believe
moment?
that is 20 gallons ice cream. Okay, that's all. I want to believe that's a real tortilla.
Sorry, I have a little childlike wonder left in me. Sorry,
I'm sorry. I want to believe that big a tortilla exists out there in this world.
It makes me happy to think that someone put that tortilla on a huge flat top grill. That makes me smile.
Absolutely, that makes me so happy.
Anyway,
quick rankings of the promposals.
Yeah, go
rim.
Go ahead.
Genevieve serenades Aaron. Very good. Very good. From a distance, she's down in the bottom. He's up at top. He hears the mariachi band come out. That's good. That's good when you don't have, you're kind of in a distance and they just hear something and they walk out and they're like, whoa, that's good. That's a good promposal.
Sure.
Okay. Brittany hides in a ball pit and pops out.
That was good. She was hidden.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Tyler from New Jersey floor. I would love nothing more than you joining me on the dance floor. Good rhyme. Good shit, Brittany.
Yep.
Brandon, 20 gallons of ice cream there. I like
20
that.
20 gallons, yep.
Brandon, I want you to be in a sweet mood. Would you go to the dance with me tonight? Can we not find a rhyme there? Disappointing.
Doesn't rhyme.
Disappointing. And then Victoria made a checklist, which was lame, but it ties into everything with their relationship, so I'm okay with it. And then Danielle paints Michael's face with a check yes or no, will you go to the dance with me?
Oh, that's cute. Yeah,
that's cute.
Fun twist.
I like that. I like that.
Kate doesn't have one.
No,
she's
going to have
a dance. However, Logan is poor, which is an issue. It's a big hang-up for her.
Instead of doing something fun like everyone else is going to do, let's have a serious conversation about something we've already, been over loads of times.
It didn't seem like it much at the time, but now that we're kind of discussing it in rapid fire, this is the third, like, Logan and Kate, where are we at discussion.
Usually ends with a kiss for some reason, but it ends like both parties not agreeing.
Yes. Logan leaves feeling even worse about himself than he did when he entered. And he already felt pretty bad.
She says, I need to see where you're at before we go dance our asses off.
In the context of Gabby and Rachel saying, oh, he's a flip-flopper, he changed his mind. Now Kate has this new concern that maybe he'll switch if someone comes down. He reminds her, this played out yesterday and I did not. So the concern should be alleviated at this point.
Yeah.
Also, no one else is coming down.
I must reiterate that Kate went on a date. And for
different
some
time.
Reason, he
different
came
person.
Out of that way worse. He's been trying to make up for her going on a date for weeks now. He's trying to get out of the doghouse of her going on a date.
Yep.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
The dance. I thought it was pretty solid. They had activities. This was like a Billy Madison like graduation from
having
third grade
blast.
Type of
these
party.
People,
yeah.
These people are having a blast. The drinks are flowing. It was fun.
Let's go through a couple of the couples before we get to the Andrew Jesenia NC dumpster fire. What did you make when Brandon asked Serene if she was ready to be engaged? What did you make of him spoiling that? And what did you think of Serene's response?
Both of them know they're getting engaged here. I don't even know why it needed to be brought up.
It didn't seem to me like Serene... was a little taken aback by it. Not necessarily because she doesn't want to get engaged to him, but because he said it like that. She's like, oh.
Well, yeah, she's confused why he spoiled it.
Okay.
Even though... I mean, if they're not getting engaged, nobody's getting engaged. They're a couple that actually should get engaged.
They probably are feeling they're being pressured by production to get engaged, because if they leave without getting engaged, then that kind of pulls the rug out from all the engagements.
What are we even doing here on this beach? If that couple who's been coupled up, have had no issues, they've had zero issues this entire time. If they don't make it, then we don't have a good format here.
How about Michelle? Well, I don't think they care if they have a good format. How about Michael and Danielle, neither of whom have said the L word yet? Do you expect an engagement from them?
No.
Me neither.
I think she would have to meet his kid before any sort of engagement were to happen. but they will be leaving together with the plans to get engaged.
Okay. They're dipping their toes. They move slowly.
They do, but Danielle here says she'd like to be a part of both of their lives going forward, and she cares about him so much.
That's big. Danielle made leaps this episode.
I agree. I think this relationship's for real. Mm-hmm. I just think that without meeting Michael's child, there will be no engagement at this time, which is fair.
Jasenia sees Andrew kissing with NC on the dance floor.
Andrew and NC are having a blast. A drunken blast,
they're
I must reiterate.
So she pulls Andrew aside. What did you make of this interaction, AB?
Jasenia says she's beside herself. I still don't know where your head's at, Andrew. I would argue what I saw on the dance floor, I know where his head's at. She then asks,
pretty close to her head.
Yeah, kissing.
They're right here, AB.
They're kissing. She then, I thought was, goes into kind of attacking Andrew and his reasons for being on Paradise. What's your goal here in Paradise? Andrew says to find love. She then starts bringing up his track record. It started with Teddy, then Brittany, then I arrive, and now NC.
And the boys trip comment too. Like Andrew's always.
And the boys. He's always with the guys. Boys. What are you actually here for, Andrew? All fair concerns. I don't understand the timing or why you're the one bringing it up at this point.
How do you mean?
Well, he made his decision.
They had a conversation that was amounted to a breakup, I think.
At this point, in the middle of this party, doesn't seem like she was going to gain anything from it. I don't know. Like, what was the
probably
outcome
upset
of this?
That, probably upset that Andrew was having such a good time and she was not.
Yeah.
Nip that in the bud, maybe?
Yeah, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
At one point, Andrew admits he's not in a good place. Or something along those lines. And she says, well, why are you still trying to find someone and connect with new people if you know you're not ready, essentially?
Which is a fair, that's a fair question.
That's when NC tries to interrupt. She was upset that he was having this conversation at all. I found it.
Yeah.
Again, going back to, do these people know how long Paradise has been going on? Like, does NC know how long him and Jasenia were a couple, in quotes? There's a whole lot of context that NC did not witness. So to be like incensed that Andrew is giving Jasenia the time of day just seemed a little odd to me.
It was strange, yes. But again, I think these people had been drinking, Rim.
it might explain a lot. I was confused for most of this.
I think, you know, she didn't seem like she was in a good space.
She even returns and says, you walk away if you care to pursue anything with me.
I don't know what validation you're giving her. He's literally was not giving her any validation.
The exact opposite. The exact opposite.
Just real tough.
Eventually, Andrew admits he's not over Teddy. He was never over Teddy leaving, which is obviously tough for Jasenia to hear because her kind of.
That's
attempt,
all she's been doing on the beach.
She's been trying to help him get over Teddy and thought he was. He has wasted her time, I think would be a fair assessment of what.
Very fair.
I cared. And Andrew even says, I was going to leave tomorrow. He wasn't going to, you know, choose Jasenia or NC and whatever decision they need to make the next day. And then Jasenia says, I'm going to head out as well.
Andrew, on the short list of worst Bachelor in Paradise trips, maybe ever.
In terms of its experience for him?
It's a scale that includes like length of stay and then everything that happened to you while you were there. How much bad stuff happened to you.
Does
not
public perception
stuff.
Play a factor in you describing
absolutely.
It as the worst? Okay.
So, for example, when I was thinking this, the worst person is clearly Blake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blake had the worst trip. He was there forever in just his reputation and everything was run through the mud, rightfully so, with how he acted on the beach.
That's an example. You're not comparing them one to one.
No, Blake is by far has had the worst Bachelor in Paradise experience, but I think Andrew might be
from grace.
It was a huge fall from grace. I think Andrew, I don't think people dislike Andrew, but he had a really bad time. He came there for Teddy, obviously. Teddy just left because one of his other friends came, and then he formed an even closer bond with that friend, and that friend left. And then he has two other relationships who he's not really feeling anything for, but he decides to give him a go. And he ends up with this in this knockdown, dragout fight between two people who he probably doesn't care that
much
about.
He doesn't want to be with either of them, really.
And they're both questioning, like, his everything.
His seriousness.
Yeah, his seriousness. And I think he genuinely thinks he's one of the most serious people there. So,
yeah.
Bad. It was bad Bachelor in Paradise for him.
And you believe this probably damaged his Bachelor prospects, because he was, after Katie's probably. Season, was a big-time favorite to be the Bachelor.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a producer and you're like, we need a Bachelor, he wouldn't have been the story coming out of Bachelor in Paradise.
No, no, no. He's behind Rodney now.
You don't end with a, you know, it wasn't a sob story for Andrew. No.
The NC, when he finally, him and Jacinta finally do depart, and he goes and talks to NC, I thought this was one of the most bizarre interactions I think I've ever seen. NC gave him three strikes before he even showed up, so she was out on him. And when he revealed his feelings for, his lingering feelings for Teddy and the fact that he was planning to leave, a switch flips, and she begged him not to leave, by her own admission. Can you make sense of what occurred there?
No, no, I can't. The party's cleared out at this point. I think Andrew came to the realization probably that he,
Andrew wanted out of there.
Andrew wanted out of there. NC, I don't think, was thinking clearly with everything she was doing. I don't know.
That's probably fair. That's probably fair.
She was begging him to stay at the end.
Moments after saying I'm more or less done with him.
His heart is somewhere else. He said it.
Just a strange ending. Strange ending to this saga.
Yep, everyone's crying. Jacinta, Andrew, and NC all leaving in a Tahoe, crying.
Power rankings of Andrew's connections on the beach. Number one, Teddy.
Teddy.
Number two, NC. I put him and NC, I put his connection with NC above Jacinta, who was number three.
And then Brittany.
And then probably Brittany.
Yeah. I agree. I think
he
I
was
agree.
Really excited to see NC when she came down, and he knew a lot about her. So, did we miss any couples about predicting engagement? Logan and Kate.
Logan and Kate will not. Victoria and
Victoria and Johnny. What do you
Johnny.
Think?
Johnny. I think they'll get engaged.
I do too.
I think they'll get engaged. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have, we're in agreement. Brandon, Serene, engaged, obviously.
Goes without saying.
Johnny and Victoria engaged. Shanae and one of the twins. Obvious no. the other twin in Florence. Obvious no.
Genevieve and Aaron.
Genevieve and Aaron. Good call.
Obvious yes.
Obvious yes. And if you watch the What's Coming Up Next, Jesse asks someone if they want to get married right now. My money's on them.
No, I think that was, he asked Brandon and Serene that. They do that now. I feel like they've done that before where they say that, so they have it in the preview, and no one agrees to
no
it.
One's, obviously, no one's getting married right now. No. Okay. I think that's all of them. So I got a lot of engagements.
Yeah.
In my predictions.
Mailbag 773-234-7794. I think the question was like, oh, who do you see making it out of Paradise, or who are you rooting for? Jenna from New York says, I definitely see Brandon and Serene, as well as Michael and Danielle, lasting more than 6 months. No, that was our question. Who do you think is going to make it? And we define
make it as yep.
About 6 months. Because they seem like the only couples that see lives outside of the show and would make the most sense together. Aside from those two, I can really see Jacob and Jill getting back together. The beach seemed like a very toxic environment for the two of them, so once they are on their own and in the real world, I think they could work. They have a very similar goofy personalities, but also deep down have a strong bond that makes a lasting couple out of it. Thank you, Jenna. 951 area code. Outside of Brandon and Serena, I would say Michael and Danielle will last at least more than 3 months. I want to say Brittany and Tyler, too, because they're so cute together, but I don't see an engagement. Leaving Paradise together as a couple is the most I'm giving them, and they'll either break up or go the distance from there, but I'm rooting for them despite their minimal screen time. We got a lot of texts about the rain machine as well, AB. A lot of texts. 951 says, regarding the rain machine theory, yes, they've pulled out a fake rain machine before back on Katie's season at the end of the date with Greg. We know it was fake rain because Katie said it wouldn't be a Seattle date without some rain, so let's make it happen. And on cue, a blue spotlight came and rain fell heavily from the sky. Side note, that was the happiest Greg appeared all season. Thank you, 951. I looked at the clip. I think we were thinking of another rain machine that wasn't an obvious rain machine.
There, in the Facebook group, people mentioned multiple times that we've commented on a fake rain machine. It wasn't just the Greg and Katie. There was another one, too.
It had to be another one, because that's not a revelation to claim that that was an obvious rain machine. We I think, have commented on a non-obvious rain machine and claimed that it was.
Yes, because we know they have a rain machine, but okay, now they're playing it off like they don't have a rain machine. We know you have a rain machine.
Yep.
And we know you're using that rain machine. We know you're using it. That's the conspiracy.
323 area code. Hot take in defense of Brandon and Serene's boring edit. The way he talks about their relationship during the rose ceremony, how they put each other above all else, makes me feel like the sentiment couldn't have solely resulted from lying around on the beach making out 24/7. Parenthetically, those two don't make out, far as I can tell.
I haven't seen them kiss, frankly.
Smooches, yeah. For the boring off-camera couples neglected by the edit, why not focus on what does make them interesting? For example, the more serious conversations about life outside of Paradise. I would appreciate it if production could peel back the curtain on the real combos a little more so that the couple with the most solid relationship on the beach can show us how they actually got so solid in the first place. I'd love to blame the severity of this relationship all on Brandon's goo-goo-eyed tendencies, but Serena's reciprocating just as dramatically, so maybe show us the substance beneath the surface stuff. That's what the franchise is striving for in the first place, isn't it? It's hiding in plain sight. Thank you, 323. I agree, and you know, it doesn't take much. Like we said about that Danielle and Michael conversation, you just have to show like a minute or two a week, and that goes a long way in convincing us that they're serious. Most of what we see from Brandon and Serena is like Brandon talking about how he can't wait to marry her.
Yeah, I agree. That being said, I usually call for seeing less of couples like this.
I do, but just a little bit. I don't want to see dates from the serious couples. I just want just a little commentary.
Maybe they're boring also. Is that, you ever think about that?
That's a pretty safe bet.
Maybe that'd be bad TV. Like, I don't want to see a boring couple falling in love. I don't care. I know they're falling in love. I don't need to see the boring stuff.
But the crescendo moment when they get engaged is better if you have a little better base as a viewer.
I think it'll be beautiful either way.
Can't hurt.
Yeah.
Haley from Puerto Rico says, do you guys remember saying during Clayton's season that Genevieve, a.k.a. the union leader, should get together with Aaron, Katie's season union leader?
Are we talking about Aaron?
Aaron and Genevieve. Aaron? We predicted, according to Haley from Puerto Rico, we predicted it Aaron and Genevieve because they were both the union leaders in their casts.
I thought the union was something that formed with Aaron, that group.
It did, but he was on a season before Genevieve was on her season.
Okay, so then we carried that union gimmick over to Genevieve, and yes. You're saying that we said Genevieve and Aaron would make a good couple?
That is a claim being made by Haley from Puerto
Rico. That's a bold claim that I can neither confirm nor deny. I need more sources, though.
Well, the sources are all the audio files I have on my computer that we can check easily.
That would be an insane prediction if we did say that.
I know.
That would be insane. I have no clue.
I think it would be super cool to hear before Paradise next year who you guys think is pairing up together and maybe a little competition. So you could do like we could somehow do points scoring and predict
who's predict like before the cast is even out.
No, after the cast is out.
After
obviously.
The cast, okay.
Thank you, Hey Ellie. 917 area code. Justin is like someone who bought a $300 face scrub at the mall kiosk and regretted it as soon as he got to the parking lot. Then the face scrub came and it knocked on his door. Thank you, 917. That's a callback to the old...
Yep, face scrub, mall kiosks. That's a good conversation over on More Rim and AB, Rim.
Patreon.com/RimandAB.
For just $1 a week for that type of conversation. To be in the know.
773-234-7794. What is your question for next week?
Me? I don't have a question for next week.
Listen, little senioritis from Rim and AB.
Do a question on the last week. What am I going to ask? Who's going to get engaged? No.
That's a good point.
Open bag. You want after or before the final. I don't care. Give me something good.
773-234-7794.
I'm still thinking about the idea of us predicting Aaron and Genevieve, one of the great couples of all time. I can't even think of anything else. If that's true, holy cow. It's one of the great things we've done.
The Rose League scoring update. We had a solo winner for episode 13.
We're coming down to it, huh?
We are really coming down to it. I've got an update on some of the contenders for the overall season.
Okay, good.
The solo winner for episode 13, Monday's episode, was Team Nicole Vanengen. Vanengen. Listen, if I could do it all over again, I would have never gotten to podcasting. If I knew how many names I'd have to pronounce, I'd have sat this whole thing out.
It's the worst part of it.
We have to humiliate
ourselves weekly. Yeah, it's trying tough. To pronounce names.
Congrats to Nicole Van and Jen. Clap it up. Episode 14. Six people tied for first place, so we'll pick one now. Team should have been Rodney.
Good name.
With Rodney as the avatar. You can see that smile, even the small avatar, the smile beams through. Should have been Rodney and Nicole Vanengen. Send us a message and we'll get you a sticker.
Okay. What do we got for the
Someone's
big
pulling
race.
Away. Someone's
the
pulling away, AB.
Kiwi?
Mama Kiwi, fourth.
Mama Kiwi? Oh.
Fourth. Fourth and 101 points behind the leader.
Well, Mama Kiwi is
a person
of
honor.
Has integrity. She has integrity.
Maritouni is in third with 1338. Kath Grace is in second with 1343. And Jennifer Lennius is in first with 1419. It's going to be tough to beat at this point.
Well, Mama Kiwi, you're not going to win anything, but you have earned our respect.
Yeah. Well, because, yeah.
So it's over?
No, we have next week.
Yeah, but Jennifer
Lennius. I don't know. You know, big combat. These days, with a three-pointer, big leads don't mean as what they used to.
If it gets down to the last week, you cheat, though. Everyone knows that. It's over.
The stakes are too high not to.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a free cheat week on the last week. Okay, how about some updates with the pyramid, AB, if there are any?
Yeah, we had some... I'm going to include people that have left but came that this week just so they have
something to do.
And well, that and like they had such a bad time here, they at least deserve to be on the pyramid for a week. We'll start with Lindsay.
It's like a team manager.
I'm just throwing them a bone here.
Well, it's like a team manager.
Yeah.
Fifth year, senior day. They put you in, you dress and you check into the game.
You dress
and you take a shot so you show up in the box score.
Yep. And everyone claps.
I was there.
That's what I'm doing here.
Yep. You're putting
you
them
showed up
in the box score.
You showed up. You got humiliated. The least I can do for you is put you on this pyramid. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now.
So, yeah, where does Lindsay go?
In the nobody cares tier, unfortunately.
Again, no offense, but yeah.
She was eliminated week four of her season on Clayton's. In the running for worst Bachelor in Paradise experience. She got a date card, didn't even use it, talked to one person, and then got kind of patronized by her supposed best friend on the way out. So,
yeah.
You hate to see it. Also, there is the twins. They're still there. They're kind of mixing it up a little bit, but I'm still not going to move them.
One of them got a thing to the camera. I don't know if I'd ever heard either of them talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of doing some stuff out there, but I still feel like nobody cares about these twins. Extras, Ency. I know she went home as well. She's got 7,000 followers. It was an interesting story. I was ready to put her on the nobody cares, but then they gave her 30 minutes at the end of that episode with Andrew. So she moves up to extras.
Brief but spectacular appearance.
And the meltdown and drunken Tahoe ride is an all-timer. The whole thing. Incredible. Okay. I'll remember. I will remember NC. That's all I'm saying. Important role players we had. Florence still there, not moving the needle at all, dating a twin, kind of, I think. An addition to it, Mara Marinara, 17,000 followers. She's a role player. I was excited to see her come on the beach.
I remembered her from her season.
Of course. Of course. She's more than... She's something. Okay?
Yeah.
Stars... I moved Kate up, I think, or maybe she was there last week. Either way, Kate's a star. Shanae, Serene.
That's a move up.
Is that a move up?
Yeah.
Okay, I've moved Kate up. So stars include Shanae, Serene, Jasenia, Brandon, Kate, Brittany, Tyler, and then also another move up, Logan.
Wow.
He gets too much screen time to not be a star on this franchise. It's just... And like I said, I was ready to move Brittany and Tyler down a tier, but then they got that date.
I would imagine Logan, this appearance has benefited Logan. He is a mostly sympathetic figure. Whereas leaving The Bachelorette, I don't think he had that. That was the feeling towards him. So I think even though he's having a bad time, I think this was a net positive for Logan on Paradise.
He's all the way up to 30,000 followers as well. So he's had a huge jump. He started at 14. Yeah, I think Kate is probably, at least when if I'm just doing a blind straw poll on Twitter of comments, I feel like Kate is...
Not a scientific poll, yeah.
No, I think Kate is the least liked on this season.
That wouldn't shock me.
So yeah, I think Logan is sympathetic, even though he hasn't done anything worth... Like, him being roasted week after week is the only reason
sympathetic.
It's a positive for him. Yeah. He hasn't done anything good, but...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, people feel bad for him.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah, exactly. No additions to the other tier. Superstars is Giannis and Aaron. Super-duper stars, Victoria, Michael, Genevieve, and Danielle.
Okay.
And that's it.
Big week next week. Engagements after the final rose.
Apparently something big happens at the... Do you know anything about what happens at the reunion? Something big happens, apparently.
I don't know anything that happens at the reunion. However, I am aware...
here we go again. Rimming the spoilers. Apparently spoilers are out there. A lot of people in the Facebook group are upset that they were spoiled by something. I'm not spoiled at all.
Okay. Then I won't say anything. I know something about a relationship post-Paradise. So I am led to believe that two people who are together currently will leave together, which isn't totally shocking. But I know something about what happens post-Paradise.
Okay. Something big happens at the reunion. I'm excited for next week. It's going to be jam-packed.
I would guess that it might have something to do with that. I don't know.
Something to do with what you're talking
about? I think you overrate how big my spoilers are. These are tiny, tiny... They're like, oh, I'm not watching the season like knowing the outcome of anything, except a couple things.
I think you knew something about one person in particular the entire season.
Michael?
Yes.
No.
And
I knew
Danielle.
He didn't leave with Sierra. I knew that.
Did you know he was with Danielle? Did you know about Danielle before she showed up?
Yeah.
Danielle was a surprise to me as a non-spoiled person. I didn't know she was going to be on this season.
I don't know if they leave together. I think one can assume
you don't
that
know.
This... I
you
don't
know.
Know
if... Oh.
No.
I was assuming you knew all along that him and Danielle leave together.
Do you want to know the headline was one of those question headlines. It was like... And it was a SEO headline. Does Michael...
Okay, so you don't know.
I didn't click it. I just saw the headline. Of course I didn't click it. I'm not a maniac.
Okay, well, you can find those headlines about anyone that's still here. So you don't know that. You don't know a spoiler.
But I saw
that's
it
good.
Before Danielle was there.
Yes,
so I
okay.
assumed
so
that,
that
it wasn't
was
leaving with Sierra. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then this so other, you're this in a other good thing spot. Is like this other thing is like hard to ignore on the Explore page, you know. it's something. All right, that's all we have, right? Do we have anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, finale week next week. Talk to you then. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.